Hello and welcome to the module Introductory Financial Accounting FAC 1501. My name is Mrs. Rika Dry and I am one of the three lecturers for this module. The other lecturers are Mrs. Rix Durant and Mrs. Leshma Govender. By now you should have received the following study material for FAC 1501, one study guide and tutorial letters 101, 102 and 103. If you have not received any of the study material, please contact the UNISA Dispatch Department via the UNISA Contact Center, or you can download the study material from MyUNISA. For information on how to register yourself on MyUNISA, please go to www.unisa.ac.za. During the course of the semester, you will receive additional tutorial letters, such as Tutorial Letter 104 and Tutorial Letter 201. Tutorial Letter 104 will contain the errata on the Self-Assessment Assignment 3, which was in Tutorial Letter 103, and Tutorial Letter 201 will contain the solutions to the assignments as well as the examination guidelines. Please note that there is no prescribed textbook for FAC 1501. You will only need your study guide. A proposed study program has been provided to you on page 15 of Tutorial Letter 101, which you can use as a guideline and adapt your preference in the planning of your own study program. There is some important information regarding assignments, due dates and study units to be studied for each assignment that we would like to share with you. Assignment 1 is due on the 22nd of August 2011 and covers study units 1 to 4 from your study guide. This assignment must be submitted in order for you to get admission to the examination. The mark that you would receive in Assignment 1 will contribute 50% towards your year mark. If you do not submit Assignment 1, you will not be able to write the examinations in October 2011. I repeat, you will not be able to write the examinations in October 2011 if you do not submit Assignment 1. They won't even accept Assignment 2 if you did not submit Assignment 1. Assignment 2 is due on the 12th of September 2011 and covers study units 5 to 8 from your study guide. This assignment is compulsory. Should you wish to improve your year mark, as it also contributes 50% towards your year mark. Your assignments can be submitted via post or via the MyUNISA website. When submitting via post, please make a copy of your assignment and submit your assignment before the due date to allow for any postal delays. If possible, submit your assignment via the MyUNISA website because you will have proof that your assignment was submitted. Please do not contact your lecturers for assignment due date extensions, as none will be given. It is our advice as lecturers that you try and complete both assignments, as this will help you to improve your year mark. In Tutorial Letter 103, there is a self-assessment assignment as well as the solutions. The self-assessment assignment covers all the study units in the module, and you can expect that the questions in the examination will be similar to the questions in Tutorial Letter 103 and the questions and answers in each study unit. Please contact your closest UNISA Learning Center to inquire about tutor classes for FAC 1501. There will be no discussion classes given by the lecturers for this module for the semester. However, you are more than welcome to phone us, email us, or make appointments to see us. We as lecturers are also aware of reputable people giving private classes. If you wish to attend those classes, please contact us. In conclusion, we would like to say that would you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact any of your lecturers for the module. We can be contacted telephonically on 012-429-4233 and our email address is fac1501@unisa.ac.za. Don't worry if you do not have a pen and paper ready, as the correct details are in Tutorial Letter 103. Please do not use the email address given to you in Tutorial Letter 101, as it is incorrect. We hope that you enjoy this module and we wish you success with your studies. Thank you and goodbye.